What's happening, YouTube? I had to make this video because of something I saw. I was looking at this video of a preacher on TBN. And I think a lot of people know by now that most people on TBN, most preachers on TBN are just taking people's money. And, some people get mad when they hear stuff like that or whatever. But I didn't realize how blatant they got with it. And so I saw a preacher actually go in the audience and take money out of a woman's purse. He was talking about giving and tithes and all that kind of stuff. But he actually went and asked and said, "Give me your purse," and took money out of this woman's purse.
Let me give you a 21st century Rod Parsley translation of Behold. You ready? You sure you can handle it? What the? Can I tell you that some of you are about to move into what the? Here's what you're about to do, because you're about to move into a new season. You're about to open up your pocketbook, your wallet. You're about to go to your bank account. You're about to open that thing up and... What? Don't you understand I'm talking about the seed in your hand right now? Don't you understand I'm telling you this is the right season? I told you at the beginning this is the right soil. All you need is the right seed. 300 people. 300 people with $2,008 right now.
And not only that, some of the stuff he was saying, one of the things he said was the number eight in Hebrew is Shemoneh. And, he goes into this thing about that sounds like some money, Shemoneh. Give me Shemoneh.
In other words, the harvest came from the seed, not the seed produced the harvest. You're not with me. I'm believing for eight people right now to go to your phone with a $10,000 seed. Why? Eight is the number, well, of new beginnings, but we're going to go a whole lot deeper than that. Eight in Hebrew is, are you ready for this? S-H, comma, M-O-N-E-H. I don't know about you, I'm just a partially educated country boy. But that looked like Shemoneh to me. And that ain't too far from Shemoneh. Shemoneh, the money. Are you listening? Shout, show me Shemoneh. Show me Shemoneh.
This is the type of stuff that billions of people are believing. And I'm just thinking to myself, watching this, how can you take these people seriously after seeing something like that? And I want to know from you guys out there, those particularly who watch TBN and support TBN, how can you support TBN after seeing something like that? How can you continue to watch these people? How can you continue to give your money to these people and believe that they're genuine after seeing something like that? Because not only are they telling you things that aren't in the Bible, not only are they asking for thousands of dollars, not only are they deceiving you, they're making a fool out of you and they're rubbing your face in it. You just go blatantly just go take somebody's money. Took a woman's money. And you guys don't see nothing wrong with that. So if you're going to still continue to watch TBN after seeing this, I want to know, I got to hear from y'all. I want to hear, how could you possibly do that? I want to know how you can possibly explain this. How can you possibly watch TBN after seeing something like that? Seriously, I want to hear why. I want to hear some responses to this. Because I don't get it. I don't see how you can... I don't see how they get away with it. I really don't. I don't see it. So I want to know from you all out there how you can continue to support these people after seeing this. I want to know how you can watch TBN after this. And then... another thing he said was, he was talking about time and how time, how God relates to time or something like that. And he said that time is the harlot of God. That it's something God uses just like Judah and Tamar.
Time is nothing more than a harlot to God anyway. Time is nothing more than something for God to use to accomplish his purpose. Yeah. Judah and Tamar. You know what?
So he's implying that God deals in prostitution? You think it's okay for a pastor to talk about God like that? I really don't care what the point is. That's just sick. And then another thing he said was that he was talking about his son, saying that his son was told, I guess he was told years back that his son should be institutionalized, and now he's saying, as an update, that God brought him through that and blessed him. And evidence of that is how his son was in a movie theater with a brunette on one arm and a blonde in the other arm. And that's supposed to be something that God wants from Christians, to have two women? Having one woman in one arm and another in another. I mean, that's... You guys don't see nothing wrong with that. So, you know, respond to this and let me know how you can continue to deal with TBN after hearing and seeing these type of things. Because this is just ridiculous to me. They done got ridiculous. So, that's all I have to say. Peace.